I started playing hockey in the first place because of my dad. My dad grew up playing hockey his whole life. He then went and played Division I hockey at Boston College. And he's been an NHL scout my whole life. He worked for the Pittsburgh Penguins and now works for the Colorado Avalanche, which you would have seen, you would know that if you watched my last video, because my dad explained that. If you haven't watched that, I don't know what you're doing. It's probably my favorite video that I've made so far, so I would definitely go check that out. So that's my last plug, I swear. So my dad, yes, the reason I started playing hockey, he put me on skates in the first place. Fell in love with the game myself. I found a passion for it. I started playing on my first team around 5 in town, but then I made my way to the travel team of the Salt Shore Kings, which I think to this day is probably the most talented team that I've ever played on, which is kind of weird since considering we were little kids. I was like 7. I played there for 7 years from when I was 7 to 14. I'm gonna list off the people that used to play on that team just so you understand what I'm talking about. And I wrote them down so I don't forget anyone because I'm a gentleman. So we had Noah Hanifin, Colin White, John Marino. Obviously those three are playing in the NHL now. We had Ryan Shea, Lincoln Griffin, Luke Stevens, Christian Simeone, who are all Division I college players. A couple have graduated, but that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people who have gone on to play Division I. And if I'm forgetting anyone, I apologize. I even wrote it down and thought about it for a good few minutes. So if I forgot you, then yeah, take a hint. After playing for the Salt Shore Kings, it was time to move on to high school. A lot of my teammates got into prep schools and were going to play prep school, which is the next level up. I was a late bloomer, unfortunately. So when I was like 14 areas, I was very small while everyone was big. They went on to play at a higher level. I personally did not want to play at Marshfield High at all, the public high school. In my mind at the time, it was like, how the hell am I gonna go play Division I and make the NHL if I'm playing at my public high school? That was my mentality as a 14-year-old. So I was doing everything to get into a prep school. I applied to Nobles because my brother was going there. I applied there in I think 7th grade. I did not get in. I also then tried to get a play at Thayer after my freshman year of high school in Marshfield, and I did not get in there either. Now, I wasn't the best student, but I wasn't terrible. And at the end of the day, if the coach really wants you to go there and play, he will do everything he can to get you into the school. He can get you into the school. Obviously, if you're just getting straight Fs, it's nothing he can do, but you know what I'm saying. At this point, I realized I was just going to be playing at Marshfield High. I came to terms with that.
Pat Shea, number 26, sophomore forward.
At that time, I almost did not make the varsity team. When I went in for the tryout, I had the meeting with the coaches after. What they said to me was, I'll be on the varsity roster. I'm not in the top 9. I may get some games, but I'm gonna be playing all the JV games. I didn't know if I was making the varsity team. I had friends already committed to D1 colleges. So I was kind of feeling a little bit down, but I didn't crack. I just kept going. I ended up playing the full year on the varsity team that year. So I was kind of like this shy kid. It wasn't like the popular kid by any means. I make this varsity team as a freshman. All of a sudden, people talk to me. It's like, I remember who was there before, you little fake fucks. Don't come talking to me because I play on the varsity team as a freshman. You know, that's bullshit. So I recognize that, and you should recognize that too. Fucking snakes in the grass. My freshman year, I was not the best player. I was at a public high school, but there was people better than me. I was very undersized and weak. That whole year, I was kind of playing defensive. Like I was good at counter hitting. I was good at not getting hit. Like I would go low and sturdy and not be hit, but I couldn't hit too many people. So at that point, I started to grow in height because of that good old puberty. I was very motivated to get really strong and fast so I could push around people and hit them instead of not worrying about being hit. I also just happen to have a couple meatheads on my Marshfield High team. I've never seen a hockey team so jacked in my life. Shout out to Pat Burchill and Stephen Harrington. These are two kids on my team at Marshfield High who could bench press over 400 pounds in high school. I was pretty baffled by that, but it motivated me. It made me think that I was supposed to be benching 400 pounds by the time I was 17, so I shot for that. I tried to do that. I fell in love with lifting weights, and that played a huge role in the player that I became. A lot of people DM me and they ask, like, what little things should I do to make it to the next level, to play college hockey, to get noticed. They always say, what can I do to get noticed by the scouts and the coaches? Always do more than the people around you. So if you're in a position like me, you're at a public high school, it's your freshman year, you're not the best player, and you wanna go play Division I. The reality is, no one else on that team would likely go Division I. If I want to be the guy who goes and plays college hockey at the highest level, I need to be the best player on this team. So that's what I shot to do. I worked out harder, I put in more hours, I shot more pucks, I did more than everyone else around me because I knew I had to be better than them to get to the next level. After my sophomore year, we had made the Garden there, and we lost, unfortunately. But we did play at the Garden in the state championship, which not many people can say, and that was fun. That was a good time. At that point, I had no prep schools interested in me. So going into my junior year, I had nothing. I had to go back, and I was kind of like, wow, I'm going back to Marshfield High for a third year. And at the time, again, all I wanted to do was get out of there. So junior year, I was playing on the split season team for the Cape Cod Whalers. Kids on this team were all getting Division I interest. People were getting offers, full scholarship offers, and I'm sitting there like, where's mine? What the hell? Blah, blah, blah. And so I played through this fall season for the Whalers, and at the very end of it, there was a showcase. I think it was the Beantown Fall Classic. And at this same showcase, Tim Whitehead was there, and he reached out. He was the Kimball Union coach. He reached out to me, and he wanted me to go visit there and potentially go play there for the next season at a prep school. The same tournament, Jay Leach was there, and he reached out to me as well. He wanted me to come up to Maine for an official visit. I love KUA. I commit to going there for the next season. And then I go up to Maine. I had an advisor trying to help me out, talking to other colleges, and they kept asking, oh, he's at Marshfield High. Well, what's he doing next year? Is he going up playing another level? When I went to Maine on this visit, they never once asked that. They didn't care, and I was playing at a public high school, and Jay saw me and believed in me from the start. Regardless of where I was playing, he saw potential in me, and I thought that was really cool. So I committed to them right away. And just before I move on to where I went next, while at the time all I thought was that I needed to get out of Marshfield High and not go, not play, I can't play there at all, I'm very happy and grateful for my time there. It was honestly a ton of fun playing for my public school, high school, going to school with my friends from growing up.
Is it Oregon or Oregon?
It's like how people say New Orleans or New Orleans.
Nobody says New Orleans.
Potato, potato.
Trying to play at the Garden. Playing at the Garden is one of my favorite hockey memories ever with that group of people. And it may have been like the funnest time of hockey in my life. So when you're in situations like that, like similar to me, where you may have grown up playing at a higher level and you feel like you're stuck at your public school, enjoy those moments. Make sure you don't look past it. Become the best player at that level and then move on to the next. So after Marshfield, I moved on to Kimball Union. That was a cool experience. I think I grew a lot there as a hockey player, but I also grew a lot as a person there. There was so many different types of people from all over the world that I got to know, and it just kind of opens your mind. You see different kinds of people's lives and interests, and you become friends with people that you never thought you'd be friends with in your life. And that I thought that was a really cool experience. So my first year there, hockey wise, I had a solid year. It was more, like I said, I had to adjust to the level a bit, but the second half of the year, I picked it up a lot and I started doing really well. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be drafted or not. I wasn't on any of the scouting reports, scouting lists, like the central scouting list. I was on none of those. I had a couple teams reach out saying they were somewhat interested, Florida being one of them. They reached out and they said, we may take you in the seventh round late if you're there. So I didn't plan on getting drafted that year. I just kind of didn't even watch the draft. I kept my mind off it and figured I'm not gonna get my hopes up about getting drafted and then go and not. And then I'd be super let down and it wouldn't be good. So I was literally just watching a TV show. Actually, it was Teen Wolf, which is a fantastic show. Styles and Scott. Styles is great. He's the best. He's awesome. But anyways, I was watching that, and my younger brother came up. He had the TV on. He said, like, he told me, you just got drafted. That was the 2015 seventh round draft. I was a pick for the Panthers. That was obviously a very cool feeling and experience in general. It's like part of dream come true. You know, you're trying, the end goal obviously is to make the NHL, but the development camps that summer definitely helped me a lot improve my game. Being drafted in general definitely helped my confidence. I was feeling very confident going in to the next season, but I also had a decision to make. Did I want to go play in the USHL or did I want to go back to KUA for my senior year? I thought I had more to prove at KUA. I knew what I was getting. I knew that I would be the top guy. And if I went to the USHL, it wasn't that sure. I didn't know where I would be. So I ended up going back to KUA for my senior year, where I also briefly became a rapper.
Chill with us, a little vibes. We give you a little day in the life for the Leroy Shay.
Yeah, the Leroy Shay. Yo, man, it gets me every time, bro.
You got that connection, dog.
Yo, that telepathic.
This is where we do the work in the studio.
This work is hot, like I said before.
You said that. You
did. I said like the poppy gets pop.
You said that like.
Like the popcorn?
Three minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, sit. Yeah. Tree. Sometimes, there's a couch, we sit.
Sometimes we kick our feet up.
We kick him down.
Hey, son, we fuck.
Yo, how do we like?
That's a different story for another time. The season happened, I had a good year there, and my time at KUA wrapped, and also my senior year, I met some really, really close friends that I still keep in touch with now. So if I didn't go back for my senior year, I never would have met those people, and I never would have became a rapper. So look at that. KUA is also where I really, like I said before, the meatheads from Marshfield pushed me to be a meathead. I wanted to get jacked like them. I wanted to bench 400 pounds like them. At KUA, having a gym for free that I could go to at any point was huge for my dreams of being a meathead. Like, as you can imagine, I was in there during the day. We had study hall from 8 to 10. I would sneak out of my dorm, not do homework. Instead, I go and work out in the gym, have a freaking time by myself. Who cares? Did I make that 400 benchmark? No. No, I did not. I've realized that as a hockey player, why the fuck would I ever in my life need to bench 400 pounds? You know, it's like, do I want to be a bodybuilder or a hockey player? That's what it came down to. And at the end of the day, I figured I'll go with hockey instead. So I cut it at like 3 something. So I was going into Maine this next year and I was feeling strong. Not 400 pound bench press strong, but like 330 strong. Hell yeah. Which kind of brings us to where I am now. I just finished my time at Maine. Hockey wise, I didn't get the love there that I think that I deserve to get, which happens, and it's that the stuff that you need to learn from. I believe I could have done a lot more if I had been given the chance to. The guy who recruited me there, Jay, ended up leaving after my freshman year. Not every coach is gonna view you the same as the next coach or the previous coach, and you just kind of have to live with that and keep pushing, keep going. I still believe that that was the best 4 years of my life because I met some probably my best friends there. And I got the chance to start this YouTube channel. And my coaches were very cool about that. They allowed me to do so. They never put a stop to it, even though he may have not been so cool with me swearing on it, which I did anyways. Why I started the YouTube channel in the first place, while I have this dream of playing hockey, I also have dreams of pursuing things in this area, like making videos, skits, acting, potentially even going on to acting in TV shows or movies has always been a dream of mine as well. When I saw the opportunity to be that vlogging was very popular and I saw other athletes vlogging, so I figured, you know what, I love making videos, I can do this, and I pursued that throughout my junior and senior year. One of the better decisions I've made in my life, I've put it on hold for so many years throughout high school, throughout college even, and I knew that I wanted to do this, and I kept putting it off, and I finally was able to do it. And I think that if I didn't have such a group of guys who were so kind of supportive of me doing so, and the coaches that allowed me to do it, then maybe I wouldn't have been able to do this YouTube channel. For what's next in my hockey career, at some point by the end of the summer, I will know what I'm doing for sure next year, what kind of contract I'll be getting, where I'll be playing. And when I do know that, I will definitely update you, because all of you keep asking, and this is me telling you, I will let you know when I officially know. I hope that by telling my story, that you could learn something from it, and hopefully that can help you in the situation wherever you are. Everyone is going to have a different path. I'm sharing my story as an example, but everyone that I've played with on the team has a completely different story than me and different path, but we all end up in the same place, you know? So I think my ending tips for you, you should always look to do more than the people around you if you want to go further than them, and to just keep going, keep pushing, keep going at it, and eventually you can get to where you want to be. And that wraps up my hockey story, my journey so far, why I started YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, like the video, comment below if you enjoyed this, and comment below if you would like to, what you would like to see in the future for me, although I do have some plans. I will be open to ideas. Anyways, stay hydrated, and I'll see you guys next week. Take a drag, I feel it in my lungs. Drop down.